Good afternoon. Misty Mejia here, CEO of Theater of Public Speaking, with this week's newsletter. We often use the words confidence and self-esteem interchangeably. While these two phrases are close cousins, they each serve our journeys in unique ways. Both confidence and self-esteem are born out of fear of rejection or not being good enough. Both are not a destination, but an ever-evolving journey we explore throughout each stage of our lives. And because public speaking is so intimately tied to our sense of self, both play a role in our development as speakers. Confidence is about having faith in yourself and your abilities to achieve something. Building your confidence muscle means building the courage to speak up. And confidence doesn't mean never feeling discomfort. It means confronting that discomfort with courage to unlock your next stage of growth. So how do we condition that confidence muscle? In this post, click here, I talk about the three key ways to help squash the imposter syndrome and put you in the right headspace for any presentation or speaking engagement. Now, self-esteem, on the other hand, is about understanding your value. It is about believing that your voice matters, that you belong in that boardroom, that you have something worth sharing to begin with, that your teammates would benefit from hearing you speak, that you should speak up in the meetings. Tip, speaking up doesn't mean it has to be a grand gesture. It can even be in the simple ways I talk about speaking up in this reel. Imposter syndrome, as discussed here, click for more info, is often a battle with both self-esteem and confidence deep within us. Imposter syndrome feeds both the fear of not performing to expectation and not belonging in a space to begin with. This mindset then prompts us to sometimes mute ourselves or talk ourselves out of a potential opportunity. These conversations around confidence and self-esteem reveal themselves in every aspect of our lives, our personal lives, our public speaking journeys, and especially in our business lives. Determining which of the two is lacking most within us is the first step to building both. And you deserve to feel like your most confident, highly esteemed self. As a business owner myself, I am practicing these tactics every day. I am passionate about helping you both build your confidence and your self-esteem. And these are just a few easy steps to jumpstart your transition into the next level of your abilities. The good news is you don't have to be a big player or transform your whole routine to enact big change. As always, let me know if you have any questions. So much love, and don't forget to unmute yourself.